season 2 of the Pat and JT podcast.
Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna be the best. Come on!
Exclusively on the Herd App Media Network.
Every single time, the second I unmute your microphone, I hear a... Every time.
I can't help it.
Every single time.
It's like a cue and subconscious cue.
Pavlov's dog. You hear a specific note in our intro and it instantly starts to...
Actually, I was listening to, I can't even remember what podcast it was. I was listening to somebody and it was a short one. And he said something and then he coughed and a real huge one, right? Just really right in the middle of it. And all I could think in it is I'm like, okay, that mine was kind of muted because the music's behind it. You do have the opportunity to edit those out.
Right. You can take care of it in post.
You really do have the opportunity to get rid of those things when they're
especially
really
when it's like no music, nothing, and it's just...
And we'll have to leave that in for effect.
Yeah.
But just for example, but you do have that opportunity to get rid of that. And that was all I could think about. I didn't hear the next two sentences he said because I was like, oh my God, couldn't you? And I should have just paused, but I didn't, but whatever.
And inherently there is something really super gross about somebody just blowing their nose. Just the nose. And I'm not... Like, I don't like blowing my nose in front of people because I think it's I think it sounds gross. It sounds disgusting. It's the everything emptying into your nap, into your right? Whatever.
If you're going to do it, you want to do it. You want to get all that crap out of your head. And there's nothing about it that is, and everybody does it the same way.
Some people are louder than others, though.
Some people are. Oh my gosh, yes. There was somebody who used to work with us too that was really loud.
Beth is really loud. Beth is like she is.
I'll honk.
Right.
I'm just like, but I want it. Yeah.
Like how does that not make your eyeballs pop out?
Because the nose is open. I was coming. If the nose were shut, all of a sudden your eyeballs would pop out.
And what's that deal on the back of your throat that if you at least for me anyway, you blow your nose too hard and it like closes off the back of your throat and you. It's so
for a short second.
It's like somebody slams the brakes on and it hurts.
Yes.
Right. So I got to focus to open up the back of my neck hole, whatever that's called, and
trying to get everything aligned
because you want to get it going. Something up there, you got to get it out of there. All of a sudden,
and there's nothing better than a really good blowing of your nose.
And I got to say, it's
clear
even
it out.
A farmer's blows even better.
Oh.
Out just, in the middle, it's like
I can't do those.
Dogs barking, kids screaming, and you just let it out.
I can't. I got to have the Kleenex. I got to have something to do it. But yes, that's funny though. But you're right. I mean, everybody does it, but I don't want to see or hear anybody do it.
No.
And I don't want anybody to see or hear me doing it.
Same.
I will go as far away as possible or go to my car. But especially like right when you get out of the shower and it's a hot steam and it just clears everything.
Yep.
That's like awesome.
Yeah.
That is old people talk right there.
That is old people talk. Get all that cleared out.
But yes, I definitely appreciate that. Anyway. Okay. So what do we got going on here today? I know we had talked about
the Royals.
The Royals. We aren't going to talk anymore about the Royals. I'm not, but I do thank you to everybody that sent me their stuff.
Yeah. That's called to the enablers out there. Thank you for sending in your research.
You also validated me.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. And I hope I validated you and some of you. I know some people are just, they're up in arms because there are some real staunch Meghan supporters, Meghan and Harry supporters. I get it. But you can't deny some of this evidence. You just can't. Some of the stuff that's is just so questionable.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And you just gotta look at it. So anyway, I tried to stay away from it completely yesterday because I was like, I got. But thanks for the people that did send me some stuff. This is very funny. on the other side of the planet, kind of, but not actually, in a weird way, related because the 90s show, which takes you back to Princess Diana, of course, right? But that 90s show on Netflix. Have you gotten a chance to watch any episodes yet? I do like it. There's some parts of it. I got to say, watching a comedy, it's like, I don't know that we can say we've evolved or we've moved beyond it, but laugh tracks are hard for me.
Yes.
In the first place.
Sitcoms are hard for me in general. They're hard.
They're so staged and so cringy sometimes.
So cringy. I think you're right. I think we have moved past it. as a society, we want more authentic, even if it just appears to be more authentic than the canned laughter.
Yeah. Or the,
like, don't tell me when to laugh.
You know, like the pop in the head in the door, dumb shit comes out of their mouth, right, and everybody, ah, ha, 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 and you're like, that wasn't even funny.
No.
I don't, it's not tickling my bone at all. So there you go. But anyway, the show, if you haven't seen it yet, based on that 70s show, has the entire cast mm-hmm. that was on that 70s show. They're all there.
I hadn't heard anything about the show at all.
Right?
Nothing.
I think it's because of the pools we swim in now. We aren't seeing the same stuff, but.
I follow all those guys on Instagram and on, you know, wherever they are. I do. Wilmer was on my Jeff Lewis show on Amazon, and Ashton Kutcher is a good follow. So I haven't seen anything. Right.
Right. Laura Prepon. She was Orange is the New Black.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And she's back on this show, Topher Grace, and playing absolutely their adult characters to a T.
I mean, that's a big deal that we haven't heard about this.
And the mom and dad, grandma and grandpa, now Red and Kitty, same ones. And he's just as cantankerous as ever, and she's just as dingbatty as ever.
Mm-hmm.
But it is really, it's funny, it's about their kids now are in the basement. And if you get a chance to watch it, it is a nice little palate cleanse. But
I'll watch
fun.
It. And one thing I love that 70s show. It was hilarious.
Right? It was. Yeah. It was good. And at first, it was hard to get into the rhythm of it at first. You're right. I think just that whole laugh track sitcom thing.
It's rough.
It's hard to settle back into.
I don't think I watch any sitcoms. No, I don't watch any. Mm-hmm. I'll watch, what's that? What? Elementary something. I can't remember. I mean, it won a million awards this year. I'll watch that, but there's no laugh track. It's shot single camera like The Office.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
I like that.
Yeah. So, the audience and laugh track, no thank you.
That's interesting. Okay, so now I got to ask, because we're talking about sitcoms too. This reminds me of the story from Tim Allen in Tool Time, Pam Anderson. Did she write a book or something? Is that why she's making all these claims all of a sudden about things?
Probably.
Like, there's all these headlines coming out, and they're just like torching them. Putting them out there like, oh my God, Pam Anderson claims Tim Allen exposed himself to her on the set of Tool Time. And I'm like, I'm sorry, but she was married to Tommy Anderson then, wasn't she? Or Tommy Lee. Tommy Lee. Mm-hmm. She's married to Tommy Lee at that point, wasn't she?
Probably,
was there anything
yeah.
that is there anything that Tim Allen could show her?
No. Okay, no. So
I'm just kidding.
No, because I've seen the video and I'm sure Tim Allen has as well. And there would be no way that anybody would ever show anything after seeing that.
Right?
Not a chance.
And maybe it happened right before they got married or something. But she started on Tool Time.
And she's saying that he exposed himself to her?
Yeah.
Not a freaking chance. But that was after the sex. I'll have to look at the timeline on that.
I think she was like the early, mid-90s.
Yeah. So
she was the first.
And that's when I think that's when she got famous and then hooked up with Tommy Lee. So that must have been before Tommy Lee.
And she married Tommy Lee like mid-90s.
Yeah.
And then there was the whole beach thing, right? You know, I mean, there was. I'm sorry, who exposed who to who to what?
I know.
Pam Anderson. We've all been exposed.
I know. We've all been flashed. Not that we're upset about it necessarily. I'm just saying we've all been flashed.
But I think it was just a story that she had in her book, and they're trying to make it into an issue,
mm-hmm.
so to speak, even though it's not. So clickbait. Yes. Totally clickbait. I don't think she's mad.
I don't think she's mad
at all about any of that. But back to that 90s show, when the kids were all sitting in the basement. Long story short, they found some pot and they were smoking it. Okay, so you remember on that 70s show, and they go around the table like the camera was in the middle and go from person to person, and they'd all have their hot take mm-hmm. while they were clam baking in the basement. All right, so that was where one of them said something about Donkey Kong. It's a gorilla. And I'm like, I just said that like 2 weeks ago. I had no idea it was on that show because that show was not on my radar. So I don't know if I subconsciously saw that somewhere else. And then the other thing was they mentioned the movie, What's Your Favorite Movie? Your favorite old movie? No, your favorite movie, favorite new movie. And she said Free Willy. And I'm like, when did that come out? That came out in 93.
It did. I thought it was earlier than that.
I thought it was later than that.
Oh, really?
I thought it was like 2000
something. I remember watching it when I was a kid, but maybe I must have been watching it with the kids.
I never watched it.
I must have watched it with the kids, not when I was a kid.
Because 93, you would have been out of high school.
I'd been out of high school, yeah, working. And yeah, so I bet I watched it when the kids were little, maybe like 10 it. Years later, 15 years later,
and
or whatever.
And it was new to you. Yeah. So, but anyway, yeah, it's just like, what are you talking about?
Free Willy.
That's, oh, my God. Yeah, it's really fun because it is such
speaking
a...
Speaking of, nice segue from Tim Allen flashing
to maybe
Free Willy.
That might have been subconscious. I don't know. I'm not sure how that happened.
And that's in that sex tape, she did Free Willy, and it was a Willy, man.
I'm not sure.
Dude's got a wrench.
Oh, my God. I don't even want to. I've never seen the tape, and I don't know that I've.
Of all the tapes and all the internet places you've been, you've never seen the tape.
I've never seen it. I've never seen
it. I had
it
on VHS a long time ago. I did. DeGann and I bought it.
Oh,
we were
my
down
God.
In Tulsa. Yeah.
I'm sure it was research.
It was totally for the show.
Totally for the show. Do it for the show.
Yep.
Do it for the show. That was always the mantra, right? All right. So the other thing I've got, which I thought was kind of funny, is somebody posted this study that was done in the UK, but it compared the United States and Great Britain adults, and it talked to 2,000 and almost 2,100 men, mostly men. I think it is. It looks like it was all men. But anyway, talking about if they could confidently take on an animal in a fight. okay. And I've heard this suggestion before. On a couple of other podcasts, when an animal story comes up about something, you know, if it's a monkey, do you think it could take him? Mm-hmm. If it's whatever, do you think it could take him? You know, it's like in a fair fight with no weapons.
What is okay. Does taking mean?
Win
the fight and get them to run away.
I'm gonna guess you dominate them somehow, like you
pin them down until help arrives.
Maybe, yeah.
Okay,
they can no longer fight back, or they run away.
Okay.
One of the two. So could you take a rat?
Well, yeah, I could kick it.
Right? So the Brits, this is so funny to me, 72% of Americans and 67% of Britons say they could take a rat. So there's some out there that say they can't
take
a rat.
How could you not take a rat?
I'm going to guess just straight up fear.
So you can't like, okay, I get that. Just too scared to do it.
Just can't even.
So they would run away.
They'd run away.
Is taking it, making it, you actually have to engage in a fight. You can't stand on the table.
You have to beat it in a fight.
Okay.
Beat the animal.
Beat the animal in a fight.
Beat the animal in a fight. That's the only thing I see on here.
Okay.
Unarmed, beat an animal in a fight. Another one in here. A medium-sized dog. 30% of Americans and 18% of Britons say they could take a medium-sized dog.
Medium-sized being?
Unarmed. Say 70 pounds.
I probably could if there was okay. passion behind my fighting, like if I was protecting somebody, I okay. could probably. Larger dog, not a chance. Jack, no way. Jack would
right?
eat me alive.
Large dog, they put it down to 10 and 15%.
Yeah, I don't think that could.
That's why they have police dogs.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. They don't have, and there aren't police dogs that are shih tzus. That's why.
Those are the ones with the body cams yep. to go check out, see if the room's vacant.
Those
right?
are the ones. Those are the, they need to get like police dogs spy ones. So it's like totally under the radar. Oh, look at that cute shih tzu. Really, it's got a little tiny camera embedded. Total surveillance.
Oddly, let's go down the list here. Another one. And we're kind of getting to the tougher ones okay. as we go down. We'll go with a kangaroo.
No, I could not.
14% of Americans think they could take a kangaroo.
Have they not seen the video of these guys?
Think they have.
Those guys are yoked. They're yoked and they're huge. And they even have a place to put your body after they devour you. Just put it in their pocket. Jam your legs out of their pocket just to get rid of the evidence.
I don't know. Do males have a pocket?
I don't know. Well, I'm even talking a female kangaroo.
Female could probably do it too.
Any kangaroo.
She'd probably be worse.
Do males have? I think males do have pocket. I'll Google that. If males have,
you go ahead. Put that in your history.
I guess they're called pouches.
Pouch. See if male kangaroos have a pouch. While you're doing that, I'll tell you that only 5% of Great Britons thought they could take.
Only females have pouches.
Okay. Well, then we'll just leave it at that. Then we've got a crocodile.
Not a chance.
9% of Americans. You have Americans think they could take. A crocodile?
I don't think so. I mean, you could pin it down maybe if you get behind it and whatever. But I don't. If you're actually in a fight with it,
fast.
If you're in a fight with it, there's no way you could. Like you could sneak up on it and grab it if you know how to. But that's not a fight. If a fight is actually actively being in a fight.
Being in a fight.
Yeah. So there's no way.
And literally, the same amount think they could take a gorilla.
People are crazy. People are nuts.
That anybody even thinks they could take one, I don't know. And then we still have three more left on this list. A lion, an elephant, and a grizzly bear. And there are 2% of Britons that think they could take each one of those.
And no weapons. No knife, weapons. Nothing. Okay.
2% of Great Britons think they could of the men. 8% of Americans think they could take a lion, an elephant, or a grizzly bear.
It surprises me that they talk a lot of crap about bears because we have bears here. The other ones don't live here other than in zoos, so I could see them talking crap. There's not a chance.
Not a chance. Not a chance. The only one that has the largest disparity between Great Britain and Americans of whether or not they could take the animal is a goose. Over 60% think they could take a goose in America.
I could take a goose.
Less than 40% of Great Britons think they could take a goose. I don't know if their geese are meaner.
I was going to say, are their geese more aggressive?
But a mad goose, a mad turkey, a mad chicken can scare you.
Yeah, but you could, it'd be a battle, but you could do it. Turkey'd be tougher.
But that's the only one that really has the widest differential, that and an eagle.
I would bow down to the eagle. I wouldn't even try.
I wouldn't even try. No. Just out of respect.
Yep, just out of respect. I'd let him take me.
So anyway, so there you go.
That was fun. That was a good one. So yeah, and kangaroos, males don't have pouches because they don't produce milk.
There you go.
I don't know what the correlation is between pouch and milk.
The milk's in the pouch.
Is it?
The milk's in the pouch.
Is it? That's where the baby is?
That's where the baby is. Is after the, yeah, that's where the baby is.
Is that where the nipple is?
Yeah.
In the pouch?
Well, I guess now we got to pull up diagrams, don't we?
Like, yeah, so like if the milk is in the if the milk's in the pouch, then why would the nipple be somewhere else?
Where do you think the nipple is?
Well, where's I guess I never thought about it. I never thought about where a monkey or where a kangaroo nipple is.
So if you Google kangaroo nipples,
yeah.
Once you see inside a kangaroo's pouch, there's no going back, it says.
Is it just riddled with nipples? That's going to be the name of riddled with nipples.
Says a mama kangaroo is able to nurse joeys of different ages at one time. Each nipple capable of producing milk with a different nutritional content.
That's fancy.
What?
Like she's like a barista.
She's
That's super fancy.
Yes, I didn't know that. But I know it now. And yeah, that's And literally the joey attaches himself to the nipple for several weeks before he's strong enough to come out.
Wow.
So there you go.
Much like that guy at the airport saying goodbye to his wife or sister or whatever.
Nipples in the pouch.
Nipples in the pouch.
There you go, guys. Okay.
Let's palate cleanse here real quick. Okay. Now we can talk about Centrist. Just got to
just need a small pause.
Yeah.
That was all. Centrist Federal Credit Union. Much like a kangaroo. No, we're not even going to try that.
No,
we're gonna.
It's impossible.
But they can help people of all income brackets, right? Yeah. Right. They have your different nutritional values.
Much like
and
a kangaroo can take. Yep.
You can be the joey for Centrist.
I didn't think we could tie it together, but we did.
I think we can. So anyway, yes, they do have a way to help anybody.
So you don't have to be on the monetary teat of your parents forever. Start saving money.
There you go. That's another way you can tie it in.
Yeah.
So see, it's not one size fits all.
Nope.
It's totally customizable, much like a mama kangaroo. but they can help you out with that.
God.
For 2023, they have some fantastic savings programs. They have certificates. They have accounts. And they have real-life people that would love to talk to you if you want to pop in or just drop by their website.
Oh, that's funny. CentristFCU.org or 402-334-7000. Thank you guys for listening. Rate, review, subscribe, and share.
Huda Media Production.